Hello, this is Teddy Jones. I'm about to read an excerpt from Slanted Light, the second novel in the Jackson's Pond, Texas series. This series is an ongoing family saga about a family in the rural Texas town where they live. Because any family story is complex, with each member seeing and living a different story all at the same time, the chapters in these novels are told from different characters' points of view. For each of the two books thus far, one character is the main focus and appears in each of the chapters. Slanted Light is Claire's book, but no one in a family is alone, and because people in a community affect and are affected by one another, their lives intertwine. This brief excerpt is from the beginning of the second chapter, one of the chapters that we see from Claire's point of view. She and her husband, J.D. Havlicek, and their two children, Amy, age 13, and J. Frank, age 10, have just returned to Jackson's Pond after spending the Labor Day weekend 2013 in Taos, New Mexico, celebrating with other family members the 83rd birthday of the family matriarch, Willa Jackson. Chapter 2, Violated. Even though she loved being in the mountains in Taos and seeing Gran and Chris and Andrew, Claire had slept restlessly and woke early while they were there. Tonight, if things worked out, she could take care of some work so she could devote time to replacing Sandra. If things went her way, she'd be back home before the kids went to bed. She drove the one-block-long alley behind the clinic. Even though it wasn't quite dark, the sun's rays sliced low across the building, casting a long shadow. Without leaving her vehicle, she saw the back door was closed. At the end of the block, she turned right and then right again onto Jackson's Pond Main Street. Passing the empty corner storefront where a faded sign, Hardware, hovered above its awning. Next, her clinic waited in the middle of the block. She parked head in against the curb and noticed the white door and the long windows that usually added a bit of sparkle to the line of fading storefronts. But this evening, shadows emphasized the empty sidewalk, no sparkle anywhere. And here she was, alone in an empty town with a single stoplight 2 blocks away. She watched its steady blink in her side mirror. Seeing the clinic's bright sign, red and black letters on white, Jackson's Pond Wellness Clinic, always prompted her to smile, as if a patient might be watching from inside. Not tonight. She had too much to do. Finding a replacement for Sandra wouldn't be a simple chore. Recruiting to a small town for the salary they could pay was tough. Finding Sandra had taken months. At the time she'd hired Sandra, Claire had wondered if she and Susan, the other nurse practitioner who staffed Calverton, had settled because they were feeling desperate. But she plunged ahead, and now Sandra had quit. That gave Claire 2 weeks, beginning tomorrow morning, to find a way to keep both clinics running. Tonight, she'd take care of all the catching up, review charts of patients seen while she'd been in Taos, identify any billing problems, inventory medication supplies. She told herself to stop thinking about J.D. and his bull sale and get inside and take care of her own business. But she didn't move. As if it happened yesterday, the night she had decided, definitely, she'd open the second clinic, pushed aside her already jumbled thoughts. 2 years ago last July, wiping the kitchen counter after supper, she had said to J.D., "I'm thinking of opening another clinic." The two docs in Calverton had closed their practices to new Medicare and Medicaid patients. People end up in emergency because they can't pay. There's a real need. He shook his head and said, "I don't see how you can do any more. You always take on too much. Plus, there's the kids and all you do here at home." She'd wanted to tell him that if he helped at all, the kids and things at home wouldn't be a problem. But she knew what he'd say, that it didn't have to be all or none. He'd say that, and then they'd be off the subject again. Instead, she said, "I'm just going to be supervising. I'll hire another NP. His only response was a long, silent stare. Not waiting for him to speak, she said, "You know I can handle it. Remember, I managed graduate school and being pregnant with J. Frank and Amy a toddler, and I never failed to do everything both of them need and take care of you. Not then or since I started Jackson's Pond Clinic." He interrupted, "Yes, and you won't let me or anyone help with any of it, even if I offer. You don't have to prove a thing to me. And just so you know, I'd be happy if you hired a housekeeper or if you never took care of another patient again." Turning to leave the room, he said, "I'll say it again. You take on too much. but you're going to do whatever you want to, so I might as well save my breath. After he left the room, she scrubbed at a cast-iron skillet, muttering, I'll be damned if I hire a housekeeper. The next day, she started searching for a clinic site in Calverton.